for the Orioles and the Yankees. For Baltimore, leading off and playing center field, it's Paul Blair. Luis Aparicio, that's shortstop, batting second. John Booth Powell, the left fielder, hitting third. Brooks Robinson, the most valuable player in the league last year in the cleanup spot, playing third base. Norm Seaborn at first base, he's batting fifth. Kurt Fleffrey, the right fielder, hit a three-run homer here on Friday night. He's batting sixth. John Orsino will do the catching. He'll bat seventh. Jerry Adair, who set a new Major League fielding record for second baseman. He has accepted 420 chances without a miscue. This is over two seasons, but the records go on. He cracked the late Ken Hubbs record, who did it with the Chicago Cubs a couple of years ago. So Jerry Adair is batting in the eighth spot and playing second base, and Dave McNally doing the pitching. The managers, Johnny Keene and Hank Bauer at home plate, with the umpires going over the ground rules. And we'll take a look at the Yankee lineup. Leading off and playing center field is Tommy Tresh. Bobby Richardson, batting second, playing second base. Joe Pepitone, who started to hit, is at first base and batting third. Mantle in the cleanup spot, playing left field. Hector Lopez, playing right field in place of the injured Roger Maris. Maris, who pulled a hamstring muscle, is out of action and is back in Independence, Missouri, and will be there for about 2 weeks before he rejoins the ball club after their two-week road trip commencing on Tuesday. So Hector Lopez will be in right field against the left-handed throwing Dave McNally. Lopez will bat fifth. Tony Kubek playing at short, hitting sixth. Phil Lynn playing third base again for the second day in a row. Cleet Boyer out of action because of the upset stomach that he had yesterday, a slight case of the flu, so he is down, although he's in uniform and here today, but Johnny Keene is not expecting to use him except in an emergency. Lynn at third, batting seventh. Bob Schmidt, the catcher, hitting eighth. Elston Howard still out of the lineup with that bad throwing arm. And, of course, this is a day-to-day proposition with Ellie. Manager Keene hoping that he can get back in action quickly, but we'll just have to wait and see. So Schmidt is catching and batting eighth, and Mel Stottlemyer will be doing the pitching and batting ninth. The batteries again for the Orioles, Orsino catching, McNally pitching. For the Yankees, Schmidt catching and Stottlemyer pitching. Well, a conference at home plate has broken up. The umpires going to their respective positions. There go the Yankees on the ball field. And we'll give you the umpires right now. It's Larry Knapp behind the plate. Cal Drummond at first. Bill Kinnaman at second. And the veteran and senior man in the group, John Stevens, at third base. Mel Stottlemyer approaching the mound. Lopez in right, Fresh in center, Mantle in left, Lynn's at third, Kubek at short, Richardson at second, Pepitone at first, Schmidt behind the plate, and in just one moment, our national anthem. like to remind all you Yankee fans also that tomorrow night here at the stadium, the Mets and the Yankees in the third annual Mayor's Trophy game. Right here at the stadium, both teams have won one, so we're going for the rubber game as the Mets and the Yankees meet for the third time. And incidentally, all the benefits of this ball game go to the Sandlotters of the greater New York area. A worthy cause for the children in and around New York. Mel Stottlemyre continues to warm up. Moving on, the leadoff batter, Paul Blair. And moving in to carry you through the first part of this ball game, the old redhead, Red Barber.
Thank you, Jerry. Friends, it's a beautiful afternoon. Two big ball games at the big ballpark. Stottlemyre, number 30, who is 2-1 for the season, has put a pair of shutouts at the expense of Los Angeles, is ready to go. There's a rookie ball player, work on first, Paul Blair. Columbia on the right-hand hitting center fielder. In Apri Short and Powell. So far this series stands a game and a game. Orioles lord the boom out here Friday night. The Yankees retaliated yesterday. First pitch is a curve outside. Bob Smith makes the return. As Jerry told you, he's catching the first from Howard. Is unable to play. They hoped during batting practice they could at least get him into first base. But the time they couldn't. Curve is over for the strike. 1-1. Had Howard played, he would have gone to first base and Capitone would have gone to right. At Austin Dadovich, Capitone is at first. Hector Lopez on right. Slow curve is just wide. Ball two. Wham, in his rookie campaign, has 11 for 55, a percentage of 200. Which I would say, considering all things, is a fair enough beginning. He had two hits after yesterday. 2-1 pitch. Low, ball three. This is Blair's first time to the big town, to the big park. Yesterday, when I met him, his immediate reaction was instead of saying, well, I'm glad to meet you, or anything else, he said, the big ballpark. 3-1 pitch, swung on, a ground ball down to third, it lunges up for the third over the first in time, and we have one out. Got a good crowd, Jerry told you, though. Plenty of seats of all kinds, both in the vicinity. Just the beginning of the day. There's Louis Aparicio. He's the one fellow they hate to see get on unless there's a base runner ahead of him. Hitting 305. Takes a strike on the outside. The slider. Strike one. Aparicio, 18 hits. He has stolen six times. Stottlemyre is coming down with that one above the knees. Nothing in two. A very light breeze going back in. Curve down to foul to the third base coach Billy Hunter. Gene Woodling coaching down at first. It's not a wind, just a very light breeze. But this comes and it goes. Two strikes to little Louis. Infield is up a step. Aparicio, an overly close stand. Swings at the ground ball, slowly down to third. Lunges up. Oh, but to first base in the dirt. Capitone comes up with it on the bounce for the out. So Lins has thrown out the first two. And here is a big young left fielder. 245 pounds of him. John Powell. 14 for 60. Batted in 14. Hit two home runs. And his home run out here Friday night turned the tide in that ball game. Stottlemyre delivers and Powell hits the ground ball too short. Kubek is up with it. Over to first. In time but two steps. Powell is out. Orioles are tied in order as he starts to doubleheader in the score. At the end of half an inning, the Orioles nothing, the Yankees coming to bat.
Are you giving your car every chance to perform at its best? You're not if you allow damaging deposits to interfere with the efficient operation of the carburetor. It's a known fact that some gasolines leave deposits around the carburetor throttle plate, and as they build up, These deposits can cause rough idling, wasted gasoline, and stalling. But that won't happen when you use Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline. Even if deposits have already accumulated in the throttle plate area, a few tankfuls of Atlantic Imperial will dissolve them and wash them harmlessly away. And they won't return so long as you continue to use Atlantic Imperial. So, if your engine doesn't run as smoothly as you'd like, maybe you're not giving it a chance. See what happens when you use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean.
Nobody got on start of the first inning. And for the Yankees, as we move into the last half hour, it is fresh. We've had six hits, three each so far in the two games played. Then Richardson and then Capito. The Yankees have this hospital list, which is formidable. There's the left-hander, Dave McNally, delivering over for the strike. McNally is 0-1. McNally's never beaten New York. He's 0-4 with them, nice time. Short career. Pitch is too low, ball one. Tries to switch it, batting left-handed, hitting at 3-11. These half dozen hits against Baltimore, six his average right on up there. He's now moved up in total hits to equal Richardson, each with 19. There's a high foul out of play in the first base stand. The Mets are over here tomorrow night for the Mayor's Trophy. And after that game, the Yankees are on the road for 3 weeks. 2 weeks. Press six wide. Ball two. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. McNally pitching the first game. Orsino, who is catching the entire series, currently back of the plate. No change on the infield. 2-2 delivery. Ah, outside. He let up. Full count. Steven at first base. Adair, who has set a new record for consecutive chances for second baseman. And the record is still alive at that post. Aparicio at short. Third baseman, last year's MVP, Brooks Robinson. Big John Powell in left field. Paul Blair, the rookie, in center. Pitch is swung on, a high foul out of play. First base again. Right fielder is another rookie for Baltimore, Craig Bluffery. That would be something if the Orioles could bring these two outfield rookies off in 1 year, wouldn't it? Preacher pitch, swung on, a high pop-up. Just up Aparicio, sunglasses down, moving under it, and makes the catch right at the edge of the inner grass. Bill McNally wouldn't give in and wound up getting fresh. Here is Richardson hitting a 358. Square rig, right hand header. The bench practices straight away. Bobby takes a low inside curve for ball one. Joseph Aparicio has shaded Richardson over to third. McNally delivers low outside to the fastball. Ball two. Frank Cruzzetti coaching at third for New York. Brent Benson down at first. We have no score. If you just got in with us, we've had four outs in this first game. That's it. Everything on the infield, even. 2-0 pitch. Low and gets loose from the catcher for ball three. Washington at Cleveland. Boston at Detroit. Minnesota, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Kansas City. That's the rest of the American League picture. In the National League, the Mets of Cincinnati, the Phillies of Milwaukee, Pirates of St. Louis, the Cubs of Houston. By the way, Houston won two yesterday. They're spring now. It's 10 straight. San Francisco is at Los Angeles, where they have hung out the crate all over the City of Angels. 3-0 pitch. In for the strike. 3-1. one genuine hitter that the Dodgers possess. Two-time batting champion, Tommy Davis. Last night's ball game broke his ice. 3-1 pitch. In for Springfield. And the best estimate right now, of course, nobody can say for sure, is that Davis has lost for at least 2 months. 3-2 pitch. Swung on. A high pop-up into short center field. There is a bear, the second baseman, under it, and he makes the catch, and his record string now is 421. Second chance. Joe Pepitone. You can't kid me that a dad doesn't know what's going on, and I bet you he's heaved a sigh of relief that he's had one more chance and handled it. Pepitone hitting left-handed. Still has the bandage on his left wrist where Jim Cott hit him. McNally catches him, a little outside. The tennis are still a can hitter. Ball one. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Curve is low. Pepitone checks his swing. What is it support to ask what is so rare as a day in June? Well, we might answer by saying, well, this one, May 2. Two nothing pitch. A ground ball wide at first. Steven is up with it. The pitch is over to pitch. The first baseman throws and drops. Joe Pepitone is safe. McNally was there. The photo was fed to him by Steven. Was accurate, and the pitcher just simply dropped it. There's an error. And it is charged to the pitcher. This gets Mantle up. McNally charged with an error, of course. No other way to score that one. Steven, by the way, gets an assist if you are scoring everything to the dot of a nine, the crossing of a T. Here's Mantle hitting right-handed. Takes a curve over for a call strike. Mickey hitting at 300 right on the nose, 12 for 40. Mantle is over 500 with his on-base percentage. Back one pitch, swung on a ground ball, two-thirds. Robinson goes to second base for a force. Pepitone is extremely second, 5-4. If you score, that's another chance for a dab. The record swing is now 422. Charge Mantle a force, no runs, no hits, one left, one error.
When your carburetor came from the factory, it was clean. No manufacturer would send out a carburetor with dirt or foreign matter which would interfere with its performance. But dirt can begin to accumulate as soon as you start to drive your car. It depends on the gasoline you use. Some gasolines leave deposits around the carburetor throttle plate. And as they build up, these deposits can cause rough idling, wasted gasoline, and stalling. It's easy to avoid these annoying problems, though. Just use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. Atlantic Imperial will even dissolve the damaging deposits other gasolines may have left in the throttle plate area, dissolve them and wash them harmlessly away. And continued use will help prevent their return. So use Atlantic Imperial, the clean carburetor gasoline, and look for smoother performance.
Ready to work in the second inning to Robinson. Pitches him high for ball one. Brooks Robinson hitting a 250, 15 for 60. Shade him a step around toward left. Swings as a high fly out the Mantle. Mickey waiting in his track. Waiting. Yeah. Well, I'd say that's the easiest chance that Mantle has had all year. Norm Steven, the left-hand hitting first baseman. End of the first inning, game one. Washington is Cleveland, scoreless. Stephen takes a strike. Just above the knees on the inside. Just nicked it. In that Washington Cleveland opener, it's McCormick going against Crayley. Strike one pitch. Strike two, right back in the same spot. Final mile of these two pitches threaded the eye of the needle. I mean the sewing needle. I don't mean the needle, which is referred to through a wall the camels used to get through. As a base hit in the center field. Single into center. Game first safety. One out. Man at first. And the hitter is Ted Cleffrey. Across the river over in New Jersey. This is a boy the Orioles drafted out of the Yankee organization. He's hitting 263. 10 hits, 4 of them for the work. The 4th home run was right here Friday night, way back in the lower right field seat. There's only one question about the home run that he hit Friday night. The left-hand batter and takes low inside. When I saw the ball hit, the only question I had was whether it was going to hit in the third deck or not. Just missed it. I feel well around toward right. The way this fellow swings and twirls, he was tailor-made for this ballpark. Swings, has a long drive, deep off the right center. That's a five. This is way back to the Yankee bullpen. Nothing to it. Thanks to Mr. Buffery, who now takes the American League lead in home runs with 5. The Orioles go ahead 2-0. Boy, not many fellas hit home runs off Stoudemire. And he hit this one to the back of the Yankee bullpen, not the front part, back of it. And here is Orsino taking a strike. Orsino hitting at 300. This gives Buffery now 12 runs out of the end. 5 home runs out of 11 hits. 2-0 Baltimore. There is a ball hit to two. Kubek leaped up. Beautiful one-handed catch. That stirs the crowd. That was a soft line drive. Tony timed it beautifully. Up he went. Two outs. Here's Jerry Adair, the second baseman. Tied a record, set a new one yesterday for second baseman. He's adding to it so far today. Right-hand batter. Curve is inside. Ball one. There hits right-handed. Took the bat slightly. And that Buffery hits that ball. Ooh. Curve pops up. Shortstop Kubek. 100. Edge of the outfield grass. Squeezes it for the third out. All on. 2 hits. So the Buffery story gathers momentum on the score. First game ended 1.5. The Orioles 2, Yankees nothing.
Camel feel safe. Satisfied longer. Camel feel safe. Satisfied longer. Camel feel safe. Satisfied longer.
Second inning following a pause to take the identification.
1460 on your dial. This is WOKO, Albany, New York.
Jack Nally, ready to pitch to Hector Lopez, does, in close to the hand, ball one. McNally, who has never beaten the Yankees, lost to them four times, now is two up, thanks to Curt Bluffer's fifth home run in the back of the Yankee bullpen. Second pitch to Lopez, ball two, high inside. Defense straight away on Hector. Roger Maris, as you know, is not here. Gone home. Swing and a miss. Right. Turn right. 2-0 Baltimore. We have Maris at home with the pulled hamstring muscle in his right leg. Howard unable to play again today. Boyer came ill yesterday. He's not playing. Curveball inside, ball three. Two off, one strike. Pitch. Foul back. Bend it. Dave McNally. Delivers. Lopez fouls this one off. Ground ball to deep third against the line. Robinson up over the base. You know, this fella can make the plays at third base. I'm not certain whether anybody ever advised you of that fact enough, but he can. Brooks Robinson went right up against the line. He doesn't look spectacular because he does his rather easily, but somehow he just throws that snake over to first base. Now we have one down. Last the second. Here's Tony Kubek. Takes the pitch over for a strike. McNally started out in pro ball in 61. Came up to Baltimore the next year, 62. Pitches inside. Far one. Tony in one game. 63. I'd say 2 years ago was his first full season for the Orioles. When it was 7-8. Last year was 9-11. He can be quite valuable this year. Curveball is hit down the left field line, close to the stand, and back in for a foul. Strike two. Tony was rounded first, now has to return. Dave McNally. He's not big as Major League left-handers go. 5'11", 185. To me, he doesn't look that heavy, but the book says. One ball, two strikes. One out. Last to the second. Hatfield is laid into left on Tony. He takes inside. Ball two. Going to it. Kubek had a big home run yesterday. 8-48. Ken Mantle leads the club and runs batted in with 10. Tony swings and misses. That was a sharp curve off his hand. McNally just kept pitching him inside. Finally nicked him. That's his first strikeout. Now we have two gone. And the batter is still Lynn. Lynn's finally got his first hit yesterday. He's 1-10. He's the backup infielder. He's in there now. Boyer out. Came up with an upset stomach yesterday. Then took low inside, ball one. McNally's pitch is grounded down to third. Robinson up with it, plenty of time to throw over to first to Stephen. That's down and over. Score at the end of two. Baltimore two, New York nothing.
Your attention,
please. Gary, what's coming up for tomorrow night?
Well, we got the big one tomorrow night here, the Mayor's Trophy game between the Yankees and the Mets. And, of course, the Mayor's Trophy game is for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball here in New York. The real beneficiaries are the youngsters of New York Sandlot. All proceeds from tomorrow night's big charity game will go to the New York Yankees and the New York Mets Foundation for disbursement to organizations supporting Sandlot baseball. Bill Stafford is expected to be the Yankee starter Monday night. And manager Johnny Keene has indicated that he'll start all of his available regulars. Plenty of box seat reserve seats available at all Yankee and Met ticket offices. But, of course, this is always a big one here when these two New York teams get together. We suggest you get yours before you come out tomorrow evening. The Yanks and the Mets in the Mayor's Trophy game for Sandlot Baseball at Yankee Stadium tomorrow night, game time, 8 p.m. And also a reminder that this game will be broadcast on WCBS in the New York area and on our Home of Champions network. There will be no television tomorrow night. Well, looks like we're ready to go in the third inning. Now, here's Red Barber to tell you all about it.
Well, if you want a summation, friend, just tuned in. Craig Bruffer, the one man on, hit a home run second inning to the back of the Yankee bullpen behind right field. That's the ball game right up to here. And here's Fitz McNally, who hits some right-handers, taking the first delivery from the third inning. This opener, go outside, ball one. In front of my delivers, and there's a ground ball to second. Richards in front of it, up with it, over to first. One out. Puffetone at first, Richardson at second, Kubek at short, Lynn at third. You have Mantle in left, Kresh in center, and Hector Lopez at right. Bob Smith with a left-handed starting for Hank Bauer, catching the first one. There's Paul Blair, the rookie center fielder, right-hand hitter. Paul tipping the first pitch for a strike. The bulletin on the board, Mickey Mantle's on-base average this season is 500. You know, the big fella gets a tremendous number of walks. Pitch inside to Blair for ball one. Mantle has had 17 walks, four of them in this series. Blair hits a fly ball out into short center. Dresch is loping in under it, and exit for out number two. Two down. 2-0 Baltimore. And here's Aparicio. Even though the fans out here are predominantly Yankee fans, they'd like to see Aparicio get on because everybody loves to see him run. And that he does. Extremely well. Takes the fastball inside. Ball one. Hand hit him, takes the curve for the strike. Louis stole 57 last year. Led the American League 9 straight years. Full curve is over, strike two. Mets up in the Major League 9 straight years. He's on his way to making it 10. Easy, stolen 6 already. 1-2 pitch. One on, foul back. 1-2. The Yankees are doing very, very well at the gate. The attendance has been surprisingly fine at the start of the season. The Yankees have gone well over the 100,000 mark at home page, and they've only been home briefly. 1-2 pitch. Slow. 2-2. When the Yankees come back, we'll be playing the Red Sox, Senators, Indians. Pitches low outside, ball three. After an absence of 5 days, Detroit comes in, start of June, and the White Sox. So the big ones are yet to come. Come they will. Now Sotomayor has to pitch 3-2 to Aparicio. Ball right-handed delivers. Aparicio hits a high one down along the left field line and out of play into the sand. Mantle is over there just to be certain. Three balls, two strikes. Send to. Send the right-handed pitches, and that reaches a ground ball slowly to short. Kubek hurries and just gets it. He just got it. Nothing across. First game, score end of 2.5. The Orioles 2 and the Yankees nothing.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1854. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for almost 2 decades. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beef. Join the celebration. Come to the Birthday Blowout, where you buy your beef. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
The last half of the third inning, first game, doubleheader here at the stadium. Orioles leading 2-0. Bob Smith will lead it off to New York, then Stoudemire, then the top of the order strike. Alexander Magnani pitches to Smith, in for the strike. Smith hitting at 364, 4 for 11. He and Blanchard having to do the work now. Howard having that bad right arm. As pitch right back on the outside, strike two. Coming in two. Smith bats right-handed. It defends him somewhat into left. McNally delivers the curve low inside. Smith checks his swing. It was close. Ball one. The bulletin on the board, Saturday night, Astros won 10th in a row, 6-1 over Cubs. Los Angeles 4, San Francisco 2. 1-2 pitch, high outside, fastball, ball two. But to repeat, the Dodger win was very costly. They couldn't have made a more valuable playoff, in my opinion. Tommy Davis. Brook is anxious. Smith strikes out. The ball was kicked and held by Orsino. One down. Last of the third. And here's now Stoudemire, who has one hit on the six at bat. Orsino out of the mound from brief refresher chat with McNally. Now the pitch is in for the strike. No balls on strike. The defense is straight away on Stoudemire, not too deep. Pitch low for a ball. Now, statistician Bill Kane has given us a little bit more detail on the injury to Tommy Davis of the Dodgers. Pitch is going inside, ball two. He broke his right ankle sliding into second base in the fourth inning last night, and the estimate now is that he'll be out for 3 months. Could be for the year. So, you know about as much as anybody knows about how an ankle, a broken ankle, is going to respond. The ground ball is short. Aparicio up with it. Over to first, Stoudemire got it. Two down. Two out, last of the third, and the batter is Trash, who popped short in the first inning. Trash and Richardson, each gunning for their 20th hit. Hitting right-handed, takes a curve, low inside, ball one. Right now, with a 2-0 lead, trying to pitch his first win over the Yankees. Left-handed delivers, and it's fouled off. It is hit. Played on par nap on the left foot. It hurts. On on one. Two down. McNally, a change as a ground ball slowly toward third. Robinson has to hurry. The throw, he got him. Jesus, Bullock can play third base. He got him on the slow roller. That's the toughest play. Just throw him out. Press runs well, as you know. So at the end of three, it is Baltimore 2 and New York nothing. And the next portion of this first ball game will be brought to you by the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, makers of Camel, Winston, and Ceylon cigarettes. At the end of two innings first game, Washington 1, Cleveland nothing, and nothing else has started. So you're up to date about the baseball picture. And I want to get over to the second baseman, Mr. Coleman, who made the comment when Adair set the record yesterday, 420 consecutive chances without an error, that it was impossible. Jerry, I think you've got a little bit more detail on the work of Adair.
Well, I sure do, Red. It isn't only the fact that he has accepted now 422 chances without a miscue, but he actually has four major league fielding records to his credit. Besides extending his consecutive chances, he has the record for the most consecutive errorless games, which is 84. That also passed the old mark of 78 by Ken Hubbs. And last year, he set two seasonal records, the fewest errors in a season, 5, and the highest fielding percentage for second baseman, 984. And Red, I don't know what more he can say, except that it's the type of a thing that will live with him all of his life, and I know he's going to be proud of it. I congratulated him today, and he kind of blushed a little bit. I don't know why I should.
Well, let's just say he is one of these rare birds. He's a nice, retiring young man. And here's another one who is very nice and shy and retiring until he gets a bat in his hands, and it's Big John Powell, 245 pounds. This is playing one. Salomon pitches a low inside ball one. Big left-handed swinger. Takes an outside change, 4-2. Powell was thrown out short to first, the opening inning. Powell, for a big man, moves very, very easily. It's a very easy swing, fouls it back. He moves so easily at the plate, swings so easily, that you're not aware of what a formidable figure he cuts. Johnny Myers was that way for a big man. John wasn't quite as big as Powell. But the big cat, that's what DeRocha named him, he moves very easily in the box with that deceptively fluid swing. Salomon pitches 2-1. Powell swings a hot one that Richardson comes up with. Goes over the first, and Powell, the guy before he started, he really put the wood to it. It was a real hot, flying drive. Bobby came up with it on the short hop of backhanded spares. So the folks here at the stadium are seeing things this afternoon. One out. Now we have Brooks Robinson, who has started out today as though he were going to give lessons on how to play third base. Swings and hits the ground ball to third. Lynn's up with it. The throw over to first in time, and Brooks is up. Two down. Norm Stevens singles to the middle in the second inning. First of the game, two hits. Then Bruffer followed right back at him with a home run. 2-0 in favor of the Orioles. Stephen, tall, rangy, left-handed batter. Salomon's pitch is swung on to the ground ball to second, right to Richardson. And a draw for Stephen. Robert over to Pepperton. Cutting across. End out 3.5. Baltimore 2, New York nothing.
Next time you buy cigarettes,
try something different for a change.
20-Salem, 20-Salem, you'll enjoy that sweet and taste. 20-Salem, 20-Salem, for a taste that's sweet and fresh.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette.
Go to Salem, go to Salem, you'll enjoy that springtime taste. Go to Salem, go to Salem, for a taste.
always fat and down fresh.
Smoke Salem filter cigarette.
Bobby Richardson, first up, last of the fourth inning. McNally, our young left-hander on the mound for Baltimore, leading 2-0 pitches, and Bobby takes a good curve for a called strike. This is a very excited crowd. A beautiful, beautiful day. And we're having some wonderful plays. Curveball is hit high out into the right field. Right to Bluffton. Waiting right in his track. Makes the catch. The rookie right fielder. One down. Capitone got on, so the pitches are in the first inning. And he got himself to first base. Joe, left-hand batter. Left-hander McNally delivers. There's a bunt. Pushed up to a third and foul. Capitone figured that he had the third baseman Robinson deep. And I think he did. Wanted the ball across the line. Nothing in one. Capitone, of course, trying to get on ahead of Mantle. Pitch is low. Capitone, got hit on the left wrist. He strained the other one. He's got a blister on his hand. So in addition to bunting, just now thinking third base is deep, he doesn't want to swing too much. Cut this one off. Right there. The Yankees are having their aches and pains. Howard is still out. Marish is home. Boyer has not recovered from his upset stomach. Curve outside, ball two. 2-2. The Capitone, bad hands and wrists and all, is up there. In fact, the only question about Joe today was not that he was playing the way he was playing, but the first base to right field. And Howard would have made it if it had been at first, and Capitone would have gone to the outfield. Pitch is low outside, ball three. 3-2. In the second game, it will be the veteran right-hander, Robin Roberts, pitching against young left-hander from New York, Al Downing. Outfield is left toward right. Capitone half swing, a looper along the left field line, foul. 3-2. One out, nobody on, last of the four. McNally delivers inside, ball four. Capitone is on. Mickey has an on-base average of 500. He's hitting just under 300. The pitcher batting right-handed. McNally looks at first, delivers, and that'll take high outside. Ball one. At the end of 2.5 innings, first game, it is Washington 2, Cleveland nothing. McNally delivers, and that'll follow him in the deck. Boston plays a doubleheader at Detroit. Minnesota, a doubleheader at Chicago. And Los Angeles, a doubleheader at Kansas City. And I've been feeling sorry for the Athletics all day, ever since I looked in the morning paper. Wait, I'll tell you about that in a second. Here's one run pitch to Mantle. My outside ball, too. I saw in the paper where the Angels are going to start in the doubleheader at Kansas City, Newman and Chan. Now, don't you know that the athletic hitters enjoyed their breakfast? They couldn't wait to get to the ballpark. Uh-huh. All right, 2 balls, 1 strike. Mantle up. Capitone at first. 2-0 Baltimore. Mickey swings a ground ball, too short. Over the second, one. Adair to first, two. Double play, right to the mouth. Taylor Mays, 6-4-3. Adair just keeps adding to his record. He's going to make it hard for somebody to break it. And the score at the end of 4, Baltimore 2,
New York, nothing.
For menthol's soft flavor in a filter cigarette.
Try something different for a change.
Change to Salem.
Change to Salem. You'll enjoy that springtime taste. Change to Salem. Change to Salem. For a taste that's springtime fresh.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette.
Turn to Salem.
Turn to Salem. You'll enjoy the springtime taste. Turn to Salem. Turn to Salem. For a taste of springtime fresh.
Smoke Salem filter cigarette.
The young man who's accounted for the runs, Craig Fluffery. He's hit 5 home runs so far in the beginning of his major league career. He's hit 2 of them here. His home run in the second inning following Stephen's single has accounted for the 2 runs in this first one. And of course, this is the big story, and it is growing bigger with every successful swing of this fellow's bat. This is the fellow the Yankees had. They started him. He was supposed to come into this ballpark in a Yankee suit. Takes a fair ball for a strike. And then the Yankees decided themselves to bring in Harry Bright and have a 25th man on the ball club as a ground foul. And then the paperwork shuffled. This fella got up for grabs, and Baltimore got him on waiver. And the rest of the story is yet to be written. He wrote some more his last at-bat. Hit it to the back of the bullpen. Takes a low curve. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Murphy's done nothing else. He's picked it up to where the powers that be at Baltimore cannot hang the word Rochester over his head. They weren't playing him much in the spring training and the start of the season. Pitch low, down by his feet. Baltimore had him skip rope. Ball two. So, Buffery, at the end of spring training camp, popped off somebody about the fact he wanted to play. Of course he wants to play. First, Lee McPhail, and then Hank Bauer said, listen, boy, I'm going to send you to Rochester if you don't keep quiet. They can't send him there now. Baltimore ready to work 2-2. Delivers. Fluffer swings, there's a ground ball through the mound. Back of second, Richardson up with it over to first base. Not in time, Fluffer, who can run fairly well. Beat it out for an infield single. A fine play by Bobby. The ball is not hit too sharp. So Fluffer is 2-2. Single through the middle. Nice effort by the second base. So this starts out as off in inning 5. Let's take a look over at the National League. A doubleheader with a Mets for Cincinnati, Fisher for New York, Maloney for Cincinnati in the opener. Philadelphia, Milwaukee for 2. Short going against LeMaster. Pittsburgh, St. Louis for a pair. Friend will start against Gibson in the opener. Cubs for a single at Houston. The Astros have won their last 10. And San Francisco playing a single at L.A. In the dirt. Blocked by catcher Smith. Ball 1. Hitter is the catcher, right-hand batter, John Orsino. 2-0 Baltimore. Somebody out, top of the set. Now feel well around toward left. Frank. Got him out above the knees on the outside. Casino went into the ball game at 300. 15 for 50. Kubek made the acrobatic leap. Catches soft liner, second inning. 1-1 pitch. Low outside. Ball 2. Stoudemire pitches low, and his pitches have a natural tendency to sink. If we just sat here and called sinker, 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 it'd get to be a little monotonous. But that's what's happening. Stoudemire checks his runner. Pitches.
There goes the runner. There's a ground ball hit back to the mound in the first second. They got one. And the throw to first is a double play despite the fact they had to hit the runner. They started the runner, and Arsino kept the ball on one bounce right back to Sotomayor, who's a splendid all-round athlete. He knew what to do with it. He got it down to Richardson. Second baseman was covering with a right-hand header up. It cut the shortstop, had to stay over in the hole. So that's the BP. 1-4-3. Two out, nobody on. And here is the second baseman, Jerry Adair, adding to his record today. His record, you should say. Takes a strike. Nothing in one. Sent straight away. There is hit high to right center field. It is very high. There is the right fielder, Hector Lopez, on this ball, the third out. No runs, one hit, nobody left, thanks to the BP. And in the first game, score and a 4.5. Baltimore 2 and New York nothing.
Okay. Ready for a refreshing thought? Think about a crisp, clean, lively Ballantine beer. Now, my friend, you've got the light idea. Ballantine's the beer that brings on the smile. The beer that satisfies without filling. And that crisp, clean taste is so easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Okay, now you've got the idea. So now you walk right up. Wrap your hand around a Ballantine. For real. Crisp, clean Ballantine beer gives you a smile every time. America's finest since 1840.
We'll have the last half of the fifth inning following a pause for station identification.
Your attention, please. You're listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Moving on to the last half of the fifth. Moving into the microphone, Jerry Colton.
Thanks, Red. Here's Hector Lopez facing Dave McNally. 2-0 Orioles as Lopez fouls the first pitch back and it's strike one. Hector was out on a fine fielding play by the third baseman, Brooks Robinson, in the second inning. He's 0-1. 2-10, an even 200 on the air. Lopez, right-hand batter. McNally delivers outside. 1-1 the count. Orioles have 2 runs on 3 hits. The Yankees, no runs, no hits, no nothing up there right now. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Curve that's high, 2-1. The Oriole defense is playing Lopez straight up the middle. That Paul Blair in center field is almost, if you drew a line from home to the mound to second base to center field, he's right there. Here's a foul out of play to the right. 2-2. 2-2 the count on Lopez, leading off the bottom of the fifth. He'll be followed by Tony Kubek and Phil Lynn. Vern Benson coaching at first base for the Yankees. At third, Frank Corsetti. Beautiful day and a fine crowd at the stadium as McNally is into the windup. 2-2 pitch, inside, 3-2. Tried to hit the inside corner with a breaking pitch and didn't quite make it. McNally, who has never beaten the Yankees, has been absolutely superb. He's had the benefit of a couple of good fielding plays by his third baseman. The playoff pitch, a check swing batter. Robinson's got this one. Over to Seaburn, one away. That ball looked like it tripped Lopez to the point where he tried to get his bat out of the way. It was about neck high, but the ball hit it anyway and bounded to Robinson at third. So for the second time in the ballgame, Lopez is out. Robinson to Seaburn. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Now here's Tony Kubek, who struck out in his only other appearance. He's 0-1. Kubek hits the first pitch high in the center field. Paul Blair easily getting under it, takes it, and they're 2 down. So two up and 2 down as Kubek gets the first pitch. Now here's Phil Lynn, who bounced the third. He is 0-1. Phil got his first base hit of the campaign yesterday. He's 1-11, batting under 100. Of course, at that stage, one good day and you're right back in the beam. Doesn't take long. All right, McNally, the left-hander, to Lynn, the curveball inside, ball one. Robinson pressing in at third base. Lynn will bunt. He's got good speed. McNally again, the 1-0 pitch to Phil. Takes it right in there, 1-1.
Orioles 2, Yanks nothing. Last of the fifth inning. Nobody on and two down. The 1-1 pitch to Lynn, choking up on the bat. He takes outside 2-1. The two runs for the Orioles, for those of you who may have just tuned in, came in the second inning with one out. Seaburn singled up the middle, and Bleffer hit a two-run shot into the right field bleachers. Strike two on a check swing. He tried to stop and held up, but it's a strike, a good changeup. Two balls, two strikes to Phil. McNally checking Orsino, gets the sign. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Lynn. Hit this one softly into right field. That's going to drop for the first base hit for the Yankees. So Lynn breaks the ice in the bottom of the fifth inning as he dumps a single into right field with two down, and that'll bring up the catcher, Bob Schmidt. Well, he got several personalities in the stands today at the stadium. Pearl Bailey, fine singing specialist. Meadowlark Lemon, great performer for the Harlem Globetrotters, and Lou Alcindor, the high school phenom. Every college in the country is chasing him. All right, here's Bob Schmidt, who takes a strike in there. Fastball on the inside corner. In a sense, we have three performers here. Pearl Bailey, who sings, Meadowlark Lemon, who performs on the basketball court, as does Lou Alcindor. Here's the one strike pitch to Bob Schmidt outside, 1-1. Orioles 2, Yanks nothing. Last of the fifth. Lynn's coming up for the first Yankee hit of the afternoon as he dumps a single into right field with two down. And Dave McNally sets. Checks still at first base. The pitch to Schmidt. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Lynn's is taking almost no lead at all at first base. Left-hand pitcher, tough to get a lead on a left-hander anyway. Plus the fact the Yankees trail by two. So Phil is hugging first base very closely. There's a check swing on a change-up curveball. One ball, two strikes to Bob Schmidt. Got another game going this afternoon. Right after this one, Robin Roberts and Al Downing. Four-game set between these two teams. They stand at one apiece. And McNally said, the 1-2 pitch, it starts in the right field. Bleffer holding ground and takes it. A well-hit ball by Schmidt, lines right to Bleffer and right. So for the Yankees in the bottom of the fifth, no runs, one hit, one man left. The score after five full innings of play, Baltimore two runs on three hits, Yankees no runs on one hit. And now, Mr. Barber, can you bring us up to date on the activity for the Yankees in the weeks ahead?
Well, I'll make a stab at it, Jerry. Anyhow, this next road trip, which is 2 weeks, ball club moves back to Cleveland and goes to Washington, then Boston, and on to Baltimore, and we'll get back for a night game with the Red Sox on Tuesday evening, May 18th. But before that 2 weeks comes along, we have the rest of the doubleheader today, and of course the big ball game with the Mets, boys from across the river, tomorrow evening here at the stadium at 8 o'clock. That's the third Mayor's Trophy game between these two ball clubs. We all had big attendances, and they've all been very exciting. Johnny Keene, named Stafford, as his starter tomorrow evening, and we have not had a definite commitment from Single as the full start for the Mets, in case you have somebody. So that's the game out here tomorrow night. The Mets coming into the stadium. At the end of three innings, first of a doubleheader, Washington leading at Cleveland, 2-0. This one is moving into the sixth inning, with the Orioles coming to bat, leading 2-0. And back to Jerry.
Thank you, Red. Here comes Dave McNally, the pitcher, who bounced to second base in the third inning. Left-hander who bats from the right side. Mel Stottlemyre all the way for the Yankees. McNally all the way for the Orioles. 2-0. Baltimore leads in the top of the sixth inning as we get underway here. McNally still looking for his first base hit of the year. Hits a one-hopper to Lynn's the third on the first pitch. Still to Joe Pepitone, and there's one out. Paul Blair coming on, the young rookie. Came into the game batting at an even 200. He's 0 for 2. Bounced to third, fly to center. Very thin ball player, about 6 feet 1 inches tall. Got a good swing, though. Reminds you a lot of Ernie Banks, only somewhat of a different stance. Built along the same line.
takes a curve that's in there for a strike, and Lynn was on his way to the plate looking for a potential bunt. Well, Phil was on the move. Kubek is in the hole for Blair as Stottlemyre delivers and swings and fouls it off toward the Oriole dugout. Now Lynn decides the better part of valor is to get out of there. Boy, he just moved back after Blair took a swipe at that one. There are two strikes, but Phil sort of braked on his heels when he swung it out. There's a two-strike shot into left field. Right to Mantle, about belt high. Four to put out. A line drive. Right at Mickey and left. There are two outs. Now here comes Luis Aparicio. Bounce to third, bounce to short. 0 for 2. Louis with 6 stolen bases in 6 attempts. Leads the American League in that department, as he has for the past 9 years. Every year he's been in the big league. Aparicio came into the game at 3:05. He's one of the truly fine professional performers in the American League. He can do everything. Fine offensive ball player, great defensive ball player. He can do it all. Takes a strike right down there. Luis Aparicio. The one strike pitch on the way to Aparicio fouls it off, strike two. The White Sox, about 10 years ago, sold an experienced and time-tested ball player, Chico Carrascal, in an effort to play Luis Aparicio, and they were never sorry thereafter. He helped lead them to a pennant in 1959. Then he came over to the Orioles and has been a stellar performer there this last few years. He fouls this one straight back. Count holds, no balls, two strikes. Nothing in two to Louis. Two down, nobody on. Top of the sixth inning, and the Orioles lead 2-0. Yanks have only one hit. That's by Lynn in the bottom of the fifth. The next pitch to Aparicio backs him off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Well, they're playing the fifth inning, the Senators and the Indians, and Washington leads 2-0. First game of the doubleheader. Aparicio takes a curveball just outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Louis. Gene Woodling, an ex-Yankee, coaching at first base for Baltimore. And another ex-Yankee, Billy Hunter, is at third base. Hank Bauer, of course, one of the great Yankee outfielders of a decade ago, is the manager. Breaking ball is outside Aparicio, and it's 3-2. And this is a fellow that Mel Stottlemyre would just as soon keep off the base paths. Put him at first base, it's like giving him a double. All right, the payoff pitch to Aparicio. Hit hard to left field. Mantle's got to go on this one. He's over his shoulder and takes the running pass. Over his shoulder in the webbing of his glove. A great play by Mickey Mantle. That saved the triple. Oh, listen to the fans. Three up and three down for the Orioles. The top of the sixth inning, the score after 5.5. Baltimore 2 and the Yanks nothing.
You just can't get something for nothing.
Oh, I don't know. Consider the Louisiana purchase. Jefferson bought 13 states from Napoleon for only a few cents an acre.
Oh, bargain, but...
All right. We got Manhattan Island from the Indians for $24 worth of blankets and beads.
$24 is $24.
Then take the case of Rudolph Slick of Shifty Falls, New York. He got a free tank full of gasoline from his Atlantic Red Ball dealer.
How come?
You know the guarantee. If your Atlantic Red Ball dealer forgets to clean your windshield or offer to check the oil, weather permitting, you get your gasoline free. Now, this offer may vary in some states.
But Rudolph won.
Right. Just before he dove in, he wiped his own windshield so clean that the dealer forgot.
And he got his gasoline free.
That he did. But Rudolph felt guilty tricking him like that. So he sold the Atlantic dealer a thoroughbred collie for 15 cents with a guarantee that the dog would never bite.
How could he guarantee that?
Simple. A bargain dog never bites.
Oh.
Tomorrow, fill up at your Atlantic Red Ball dealer's.
You'll be thankful for a thankful.
Even if you have to pay for it.
Mel Stottlemyre coming on for the Yankees in the last of the sixth inning. Orioles lead 2-0. Dave McNally all the way for Baltimore. Into the windup. The first pitch to Stottlemyre is popped up. Robinson at third base calling for it all the way in foul territory now. Takes it for the putout. You know, we have a method here when we keep score of how to define where the great plays were. And I put a little asterisk after them. And I've got 5 on my card. 2 by Brooks Robinson of the Orioles,
One by Kubek, one by Richardson, and a great one in left field by Mantle that ended the top of the sixth. He's had him out here today. Tommy Trash takes a curveball inside, ball one. That's part of the charm about these two ball clubs when they get together. They got the power and they've got the defense. Strike one, right down there. One and one to count to Trash. The Orioles are the only team in the last 6 years who have held the Yanks even. There's a foul back on the screen by Trash. One ball and two strikes. Dave McNally, the left-hander, pitching his best ball game of his career against the Yankees thus far. He's 0-4 against them, never beat them. Trash swings and fouls this at the plate. Count remains, one ball and two strikes. Over the past 6 years, the Orioles, as we mentioned, are the only club to hold the Yankees to a standoff. Since the start of the 59 season, the Birds are 59-59 against the Yankees. No other club can make that statement. Okay, here's the next one to Trash. Started a swing, held up on a low breaking pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Tommy Trash was off to a slow start, but he came on like gangbusters. Came into the game hitting at 311. He's 0 for 2 in this contest. Popped to the shortstop, and then was out on a great play by Robinson at third. There's a looping fly ball down to first base line, foul territory, into the stands, out of play. Count remains at 2-2. Trash, as he entered the ballgame, had 6-for-10 against Oriole pitching in the two games. All right, McNally again. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Tommy. There's a drive left field. That's going to be trouble. Foul. He can't get this one. Mouse is off the agility scoreboard. Trash is going to try for three. Here's the relay. That's an infield throw. Not in time. Over the team lead for most hits. He now has 20. That's his first triple of the year. Richardson, a hopper. A nice play by Adair. Over the first in time, but on the play. Trash scores, and it's a 2-1 ball game. So Jerry Adair, with the great pair of hands, continues that spectacular record of most chances by a Major League second baseman. Actually, the ball got by McNally. It looked like it was headed for center field. But another great play, this time by the Orioles second baseman. Gets Richardson out of there. Trash scores. It's the Orioles 2, the Yanks 1, and here's Joe Pepitone. Takes the curveball outside, ball 1. Bobby gets credit for the RBI, his third of the year. Dave McNally, the left-hander, to Pepitone. Another breaking pitch outside. Two balls, no strike. 2-0 to Pepitone. Two down, nobody on. Pepitone has bandages on both his right wrist and his left wrist and thumb area where he's got a blister. 2-0 pitch, almost hit Pepitone. Backs him away from the plate, 3-0. Well, McNally, for some reason or other, after giving up the run, appears to be visibly disturbed with Pepitone at the plate. He's been wild to the outside on Pepitone by a half a foot to a foot, and then almost hit Joe on the next one. So it's 3-0 with Mantle in the on-deck circle. Here's the next one by McNally to Pepitone, right down the middle, strike one. Orioles 2, Yankees 1, bottom of the sixth. McNally into the windup. Pepitone takes a fastball, splits the middle of the plate, strike two. 3-2 to count.
Pepitone was safe on an error in the first inning and then walked in the fourth. Now the payoff pitch is popped up foul. That ball drifting back to the stands. Orsino isn't going to get a shot at it. Count remains at 3-2. Boy, we've got a fine crowd here today on a beautiful sunny afternoon at the stadium. We got another game to go. It'll be Downing and Roberts, the opposing pitchers in the second contest. Here's McNally to Pepitone. Fouls another one back. 3-2, count remains. The Yankees are playing at a definite handicap. They've got three of their regulars out. Roger Maris will be out anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. Elston Howard, a day-to-day proposition with the right elbow of his throwing arm sore, and then Boyer with an upset stomach. The playoff pitch again is fouled back by Pepitone for the third time, and it remains at 3-2. Plate umpire Larry Knapp had to call for a resupply of baseballs with Pepitone fouling them off into the stands. And then John Orsino flipped the ball to Knapp, said, "I want another one." Dave McNally, the left-hander who hails from Butte, Montana. Okay, McNally getting the sign from Orsino. Into the windup. The left-hander to Pepitone. Fouls it back for the fourth straight pitch. That can be rather frustrating to a pitcher after a while. Stottlemyre started the inning by fouling the third baseman Robinson, then Tresh tripled. Richardson got him home on a ground ball. A fine play by Adair threw out Bobby, but Tresh scored. Now here's Pepitone with two outs. 3-2 to count, nobody on. Here it comes again. There's a shot into center field, base in. The third hit for the Yankees. That'll bring up now. Mickey Mantle coming on. For two, he bounced to third, then hit to Aparicio for a double play. That was in the fourth inning. First pitch to Mickey, popped up into short right, could be trouble. Lefrey digging for the line. He's got a shot for it and takes it. That ball way up there, the height of the ball helps Lefrey get to it. So for the Yankees, one run on two hits, no Oriole errors, one man left. The score after 6 innings of play: Baltimore 2, the Yanks 1. Right now, I'd like to say that the next portion of this ball game will be brought to you by Ballantine Beer. This is the best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantine Beer. So why don't you settle back and enjoy Ballantine and baseball. Okay, let's take a look at the scoreboard. And here's Mr. Barber to bring us up to date on the action in the American and the National League.
We're still running pretty well ahead of the other games. Washington leading Cleveland in the first one out there, 2-0 at the end of five. Boston has not begun his doubleheader in Detroit. The Twins are in Chicago to play two. Cox will start the first. Minnesota against John of Chicago. Los Angeles is yet to open up for a pair at Kansas City. The end of the first inning, first game, the Mets of Cincinnati, 1-0 New York. Remember, the Mets come in from the doubleheader at Cincinnati to the stadium for the Mayor Trophy game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Bills in their first at bat at Milwaukee, first game, no score. End of first inning, first game, Pittsburgh 2, St. Louis nothing. Sargo hit a home run with one on for the Pirates. Houston is at home to the Cubs for a single. Los Angeles at home to the Giants for a single. That's it. Okay, Jerry.
Thanks, Red. Here's John Powell facing Stottlemyre. Takes a fastball in there for a strike. The big left fielder, John Boog Powell, 235 to 40 pounds, 6 feet 3 inches tall. He is big. The one-strike pitch. The check swing, call strike two. Started to go after it, held up, and the umpire said it was in there. Nothing and two to Powell. Powell bounced to the shortstop in the first inning, and that was out on a spectacular play by Bobby Richardson, a one-hopper that he backhanded as he turned his back on the ball. Came up with it, and Powell was out of there. All right, here's the two-strike delivery. One-arm hit, strike three. So Stottlemyre
strikes out Powell as we move into the top of the seventh inning. And that is Stottlemyre's first strikeout. McNally has only struck out two and walked one. Stottlemyre struck out one, walked no one. Here's Robinson, slides to left, bounced to third, takes one in there, strike one. Ball game moving along, very crisp action out here, great fielding, one big blow. A two-run shot by Bleffer in the second inning gave the Orioles all their runs, and the Yankees countered with one in the bottom of the sixth on Tresh's triple, and Richardson's ground out. The count is 1-1 to Brooks Robinson. Took a pitch, low and outside. Now Stottlemyre again, a 1-1 delivery, fouled off out of play into the upper deck. One ball, two strikes. Kubek, with Stottlemyre pitching, I've noticed, shades all these right-hand batters in the hole and fairly deep. All right, the 1-2 delivery to Robinson. Curve just missed outside. Bob Schmidt and Stottlemyre both wanted that one. 2-2. Schmidt actually started to flip the ball to Linz, who's playing third base today. Stottlemyre again into the windup. 2-2 delivery. Hit hard to left field. Mantle, who was back anyway, takes about 10 steps to his right and pulls it down. That ball was well hit by Robinson, but Mickey was playing deep and didn't have to go too far. All right, Norm Seaborn coming on. Seaborn singled in the second inning with one out and then scored ahead of Bleffer's homer. And in the fourth inning, bounced to second. He's 1-for-2. He went off to a fairly slow start, came into the game batting at 212. Here's Stottlemyre's first pitch to Norm, and it's inside, ball one. They've been trying to pitch Seaborn in on the knees, right on the inside portion of the plate. Now let's see where it goes again. The 1-0 delivery. This one is over the middle. That ball could be trouble. Lopez is right there to take it. A well-hit ball that was sinking. Didn't have the loft to it. Drove Lopez almost to the barrier in right field. So it's three up and three down on the top of the seventh. The score after 6.5. The Orioles 2 and the Yankees 1.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's Camp Town Races. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1850. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beer. Join the celebration. Come to the Birthday Blowout, where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
As we move into the bottom of the seventh, let's pause for station identification.
Attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Back for the action here at Yankee Stadium with the Orioles leading the Yanks 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Lopez just took a breaking ball inside, and it's ball one. Dave McNally ready again. Pitches outside this time, 2-0 the count. Two balls, no strikes. Yankees trail by one, bottom of the seventh. McNally again. The pitch, high, 3-0. Now there's Harry Brekeen giving a signal to the Oriole bullpen. Looks like they want a sinker baller as they hold the hand very low. They have a sign, a different sign for each pitcher. It's quite a bit of confusion yesterday on the pitching changes. There's high and inside Hector Lopez. So on four straight pitches, McNally walks Lopez. Oh, the potential tying run goes to first base. Stu Miller is up, throwing for the Orioles in the bullpen. See, that's the second walk given up by McNally. Orioles, two runs on three hits. The Yankees, one run on three hits. Now here's Tony Kubek. Struck out, fly to center. Lopez, in his two previous appearances, had bounced to third. Robinson is not
rushing Kubek at this point. Although he's coming in slightly, they're not looking too much for the bunt. Tony squares, jumps it, and McNally's got it. Goes to second base in time for the force on Hector Lopez. That ball was a one-hopper, sort of a lazy one-hopper that McNally could get to on the first bounce. Wheels fired Aparicio, so the sacrifice is no good. Lopez out at second base. Play going from 1-2-6 on the fielder's choice. Now Tony Kubek at first base, and here's Phil Lynch, who got one of the Yankee three hits. In fact, the first hit in the fifth inning by a Yankee. Hit a looping single into right field. Hank Bauer, the Yankee manager, with his foot up on the edge of the dugout there. I mean, the Oriole manager. What did I say, the Yankee manager? Well, he played for the Yankees long enough, I guess. Here's Lynn taking a curveball inside ball one. There's Johnny Keene, the Yankee manager, facing the Yankee dugout. Yanks trail by one at the 2-1 ball game, bottom of the seventh. There goes Kubek. The pitch to Lynn. Hit to Aparicio. Got it. No chance to go to second. Over to first base. Lynn's is out of there on the hit and run, but Tony moves to second. Phil Lynn's on the hit and run. Moves Kubek to second base. That'll bring up Bob Schmidt. The potential tying run at second base in the person of Tony Kubek. Bob Schmidt and Johnny Blanchard have been doing the catching for the Yankees. Well, every game except opening day, since Ellie Howard has been out of the lineup with that bothersome throwing arm. Schmidt, right-hand batter, digging in. The pitch by McNally is fouled back behind the plate. Strike one. John Powell in left field, giving Schmidt plenty of room. He's way back there. Schmidt hit a home run the other night and a single. The Orioles beat the Yankees 10-4 on Friday night, and the Yanks turned the script around, beat Baltimore yesterday 9-4 behind Whitey Ford's first complete game of the year. One strike pitch to Bob, a changeup that is a little bit low, and it's 1-1. McNally in no hurry out there. Digging around the turf with his spikes. Now he sets himself on the rubber. Gets a sign from Orsino. Takes a look at Kubek at second. Here's a pitch to Schmidt. A high fly ball. Right field. Referee camping under this one. Takes it for the put out. That retires the Yankees in the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs. No hits. No Oriole errors. One man left. The score after seven full innings of play. Baltimore 2 and the Yanks 1.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's O Susanna. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1848. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beer. Join the celebration. Come to the Birthday Blowout, where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
The Yankees won as we move into the eighth inning. And the first batter from Baltimore, Kurt Leffrey, and he's the guy who's done all the damage. Mel Stottlemyre made one bad pitch. That was in the second inning. Steven was on, and Leffrey parked it. That's the way the ball game is right now. The Orioles 2 and the Yanks 1 as Stottlemyre gets ready to face Kurt Leffrey. Leffrey also had an infield single in the fifth. He's 2-for-2. Pitch by Stottlemyre. Curveball inside, and it's ball one. I talked to Bleffrey before the ball game, and he said, you know, I'm really not hitting. All he's doing is leading the American League in home runs with five. Another curve that's low, 2-0 the count. Blackberry came into the game hitting .263. Two doubles, four home runs. That's been raised to five home runs. He had 10 RBIs, now he's got 12. He takes low and it's 3-0. So Stottlemyre treating this young left-hand slugger of the Orioles with a great deal of respect. John Orsino, the catcher, is in the on-deck circle. He'll be followed by Jerry Adair. Here's a 3-0 pitch to Blefrey. Right in there. 3-1. And that can be a dangerous pitch to throw to a man like this, because you never know, he might just be unloading. Stottlemyre laid it right in there. Now Mel steps off the rubber after not being able to get together with Bob Schmidt on the sign, then wants another look. Bobby Richardson and Pepitone are playing Blefrey deep and a pull. Here's the next one. Low and inside to Blefrey. Ball four and he walks. So Blefrey holds on to his perfect afternoon. He's 2-for-2. That's the first walk given up by Stottlemyre. Now here's John Orsino. In the second inning, a line, one that looked like it was heading for left field. Tony Kubek jumped as high and as far as he could jump and pulled it down. And then Orsino bounced into a double play in the fifth. Not too fast, but he's got power. He's got four home runs. Came into the game hitting an even 300. Right-hand batter. Good power. Left relief off first. And a pitch out. So they were looking for something. Now the strategy is really rolling as Orsino takes a look at Hunter. Orioles 2 and the Yankees 1. Orsino is not what you would call the type of man you would use in a sacrifice situation. He's got the power. Throw to first. Lefty back. You probably have two of the slower men on the Oriole ball club right now on the base pass. All right, here's the 1-0 pitch to Orsino. On the ground to Richardson. He takes it. Flips to Kubek for one. Throw to first. Double play. Orsino bounces into a second double play. He hit that ball right on the end of the bat. Not too hard to Bobby, but because of his slow speed, was out by a half a stride at first. That one going from 4-6-3. Two down. Now here's Jerry Adair. Going right down to the wire. Adair the batter. Stottlemyre delivers. There's a shot into right center base hit over Richardson's head. Jerry Adair, who had popped to short and flied to right, comes up with his first base hit of the afternoon. Line single to right center. That's only the fourth hit off Stottlemyre. Both Stottlemyre and McNally have been superb on the pitching end, as has been the defense for both teams. This is one of those ball games that true baseball lovers enjoy. You got everything in it. The good pitching, the good defense, the one big shot gets the big two runs. Baltimore 2, Yankees 1. Two down, Adair at first. Here's McNally, the pitcher, takes low, and it's ball one. The bleachers here at the stadium are well represented today. A lot of people out there. The 1-0 pitch is grounded to Kubek slowly at short. He goes to first base to get McNally, and that takes care of the Orioles in the top of the eighth inning. No run, one hit. No Yankee errors. One man left. Score after 7.5. Baltimore 2, Yankees 1.
Sing a song of service.
Atlantic, keep your car on the go.
Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather. Atlantic, keep your car on the go.
Driving can be a pleasure when your car is performing smoothly, when the windshield's shining clean, and every little detail has had careful attention. In other words, when you take your car to an Atlantic Red Ball station, where dependable service is guaranteed to every customer, every time. At the Red Ball sign, your Atlantic dealer will always clean your windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check the oil, or your gasoline purchase is free. This offer may vary in some states, but Atlantic Red Ball dealer service never varies. It's just another way.
Atlantic keeps your car on the go, 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 go. Keep on the go with Atlantic.
Okay, we've got a pinch hitter for Mel Stottlemyre, and it's Pedro Gonzalez. Elston Howard for some of you who might think that he should be up there. He's got a bad right arm, and he can't throw or swing. Now, here's Gonzalez taking a breaking ball. That's blowing inside, ball one. Dave McNally all the way for the Orioles. He leads 2-1. The next one to Gonzalez. Low and outside, 2-0. McNally falling behind the pinch hitter, Pedro Gonzalez, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Bird sitting on top of a 2-1 lead. Here's the next pitch to Gonzalez, right in there, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. McNally ready again. The 2-1 delivery, swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. Gonzalez taking the big swing. Tommy Tresh in the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes. Last of the eighth. And we got another game coming up immediately following this one. Robin Roberts and Al Downing, the opposing pitchers. 2-2 pitch to Gonzalez. Way inside, 3-2. Incidentally, Roberts has won more ball games than any other active pitcher in the American League. Warren Spahn, of course, has that distinction in the National. The payoff pitch to Gonzalez. Swings and misses. Strike three. A good fastball by Dave McNally. That's strikeout number three for young McNally. Now here's Tommy Tresh. Tresh scored the only Yankee run in the third inning when with one out he tripled and then came home on Bobby Richardson's ground ball to second baseman Jerry Adair. Tresh 1-for-3 as McNally delivers and he takes inside ball one. See, Tresh is 7-for-13 in this series with the Orioles. Two doubles, a triple, and one home run. A 1-0 pitch to Tom. Changeup, sort of a screwball. It was outside, 2-0. McNally appears to be working on a pitch that could make him a big winner. That's sort of a changeup screwball. If he can hit that outside corner, get close to it, and get those right-hand batters chasing, he'll have something. 2-0 delivery to Tommy is low, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Bobby Richardson in the on-deck circle. So Dave McNally runs the count to three balls, no strikes to Tresh. Here's the next one on the way. In there for a strike, 3-1. McNally went to 3-0 on Gonzalez before striking him out. Now here's a 3-1 pitch to Tresh. Strike two. Maybe he's got a pattern of pitching that's different. I know it isn't easy for manager Hank Bauer to watch it, though. Orioles 2, Yankees 1, last of the eighth, one out. 3-2 to Tommy Tresh. Here's McNally, into the windup. The pitch, changeup, hit sharply to third. Robinson has it. Over to Seaburn, two down. Tresh hit the ball well. In fact, Robinson had it in a half hop, made a fine play to catch it. Those are tough ones. You're not in the low scoop or the high bounce. You got it halfway in between. Here's Bobby Richardson. Top to second, fly to right, and then out on a ground ball where Adair made a great play. There's a check swing bounder. Aparicio's got to go quick. Bare hands it over to first. In time on a fine play. Well, I've got to say this right now. I don't know when I've seen a ball game where both teams made so many good plays. It's 3-up and 3-down for the Yankees in the eighth inning. The score after 8-4. Baltimore 2 and the Yankees 1. Well, tomorrow night, as you know, Mr. Barber, we're going to have a lot of activity here at Yankee Stadium.
Always is when the Mets come over or when the Yankees go over there. This will be the third one of the Mayor's Trophy game between these two ball clubs. And of course, the first two were real beauties. At 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Right now, we've got a ninth inning of this first game that is something. Moving down to the Oriole bullpen is Jackie Bryant, an experienced outfielder. Found that later that means something. We have a new man coming in out of the Yankee bullpen. Stoudemire just gave way for a pinch hitter, as Jerry told you. This is now Rennett. He's coming on. Captain Smith is waiting at the mound to check battery science with him. And let me second baseman's appraisal. I don't know when I've seen a ball game that has had as many brilliant plays in it. All but one have been on the infield. And, you could just take a lesson how baseball ought to be played from the way they put this one on in the first ball game. Robinson at third base has been outstanding, but had a fine play. Aparicio, he makes them all the time. A slow roller just now is very important. Mantle has a play in deep left center field. It's just been that way. It's a 2-1 ball game. Everything is very definitely earned, and we're now charging into the ninth inning. You ready, Joe?
Sure am, Red. We've got Hal Ranoff coming on in place of Mel Stottlemyre, so Stottlemyre can lose this ball game, but he can't win it. Ranoff coming on in relief to pitch the ninth inning for the Yankees, and he'll face the top three batters in the Orioles batting order: Paul Blair, Louis Aparicio, and John Boog Powell. Ranoff is making his sixth appearance on the year. He's 0-1. All of those, of course, in relief. Last year, he was 6-4 for the Yankees. Now, here's young Paul Blair, a rookie. Bounced to third, flied to center, and lined out to Mantle in left field. Hit the ball well the last time up. Ranoff is into the lineup. The first pitch to Blair is a curveball in there, strike one. Senators still lead the Indians. 2-0. They're playing in the seventh inning, first of a doubleheader. Boston failed to score on the top of the first against the Detroit Tigers. There's a foul back on the screen, strike two. Minnesota failed to score on the top of the first against the Chicago White Sox. Los Angeles to Kansas City, not yet underway. The National League, the Mets won, Cincinnati nothing in the first of a pair. No score between the Phillies and the Braves after two. That's the first game of a doubleheader. Here's Ranoff into the windup. The pitch to Blair is fouled off. Count holds, nothing and two. Pittsburgh leads St. Louis 2-0 after 2.5. Stargell homered in the first with one on for the Pirates. Chicago, Houston, San Francisco, and L.A. single games and later starts. Two-strike pitch. Whoa! Uh-oh, that ball hit Blair. Looked like it hit him in the left arm. He went down. It was a breaking ball, and it appears as though... Oh, it hit the bat. Didn't hit him. The way he went down and held that left hand up there, I thought it got him, but it hit the bat and caromed off. So the count holds at nothing and two. That's a good way to scare the daylights out of a batter and still not lose anything. Two-strike pitch by Ranoff. The ground ball. Lynn has it going to his left. Nice play to Pepitone. One away. Lynn scooting right in front of Kubek at short. One-handed the ball. There's one down, and now here's Aparicio. Aparicio, 0-3, bounced to third, bounced to short, and then was robbed by Mickey Mantle on a spectacular play over his head that would have gone for at least three bases. Louis takes high and inside from Ranoff. Ball one. The Orioles with four hits, the Yankees with three. Baltimore leads 2-1, top of the ninth. Ranoff again into the windup. Hard hit ball. Kubek to his left, up with it, over to first. Two down. So it's two up and two down for the Orioles in the ninth. And now here's Powell. Powell bounced to short, robbed on a great play by Bobby Richardson in the fourth inning at second base on a hard one hopper, and then struck out in the seventh. Ranoff ready. The pitch to Powell is low and inside, ball one. First game of a doubleheader here at the stadium. Beautiful sunny afternoon. Ranoff again to Powell. Change up in the dirt. 2-0 the count. In the second ball game, as we've been telling you, you happen to be in the area, still got time to make it. It'll be Robin Roberts, who's won himself 273 Major League ball games, against Al Downing. So a veteran and a youngster going at it in the second day. Powell takes high, 3-0 the count. Hal Ranoff ready again. The 3-0 pitch is a slow dribbler down the first base side. Ranoff is over, picks it up, and races to the bag to make the play unassisted. So three up and three now for Baltimore. Top of the ninth inning. The score after 8.5. Baltimore, 2 runs on 4 hits. The Yankees, 1 run on 3 hits.
Camel's real. taste satisfies longer. Camel's real taste satisfies longer. Camel's real taste satisfies longer. The best taste you can get, you get tobacco taste. So rich and rare, a real taste. Now that's really there. You get no bad, no fancy stuff. Real flavor with every puff. Tobacco tastes so rich and rare. A real taste that's really there. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So get a Camel and try a real smoke. Have a Camel cigarette.
The Yankees in the last half of the ninth inning as they trail 2-1. The heart of the batting order, Joe Pepitone, Mickey Mantle, and Hector Lopez. Now we have two defensive changes for the Orioles. Russ Snyder is in right field, Jackie Brandt in left field. Jackie Brandt goes in for Powell, playing left field. Snyder in for Blefrey in right. Dave McNally delivers a low pitch that's inside to Pepitone. It's ball one. He's ready to go in the bottom of the ninth inning. Yankees trailing by one. Here's McNally again. Curve that's outside. 2-0 the count. Check that. The plate umpire says it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Pepitone. Hard hit to right field. Base hit. Pepitone digging for two, and he's going to make it. So, Joe Pepitone opens up with a double, and the Yankees have the potential tying run at second base. Here comes Mantle. He's 0 for 3. Pepitone definitely out of that batting stump. He's 2 for 3 this afternoon. Single and a double. Now here's McNally pitching to Mantle. High fly ball to right field. Pepitone is tagging up. Snyder is getting the ball. There goes Joe. Here's the throw. It may be no chance of cut off. Fly to right field, moves Pepitone to third, and we're going to have the action right now. Here comes Hector Lopez. Balance of this ball game hanging on the bats of Hector Lopez and Tony Kubek, who's in the on deck circle. Orioles 2, Yankees 1. Pepitone at third base. One out. Last half of the night. Both teams with four hits. Royal infield playing in. Here's a pitch to Lopez, fouled off, strike one. So we're right down to the wire. And now Aparicio is signaling Russ Snyder in right field to move more toward the line. There goes Paul Blair, shifting from center field more into the right center gap. Lopez takes a strike, nothing and two. Hector Lopez, no balls, two strikes. I haven't seen the stimulation by the fans here at the stadium like this in some time. Boy, they're ready. All right, McNally again. The pitch is low. Nice stop by John Orsino. Almost got through. One ball, two strikes. Now Frank Crisetti talking to Pepitone, reminding him that make the ball go through. In other words, don't get caught up between home and third because then you lose the tying run, which is the third base. Here's Lopez, swings and misses, strike three. Hector Lopez strikes out. They're two down, and now it's up to Tony Kubek. Kubek has struck out, fly to center, hit into a forced play. Dave McNally, all the way for the Orioles. He's never beaten the Yankees. 0-4 against the Yankees. Pepitone at third. Here's a pitch to Tony. Hit to left center. That ball is in there. That's the best. Now it's right at second base. Here's the throw. And he's in there with a double. It's all tied up. Looking into center field. He was one out away from picking up his first victory against the Yankees, and now it's all tied up, and they're going to walk Lynn Vincenzo. Lynn was 1-for-3 in this ball game. He got the first hit off McNally in the fifth inning. Bob Smith in the on-deck circle, ball 3 to Lynn. So Tony Kubek, who has not been hitting for average, drives in his 11th run, more than any other Yankee. And here comes Hank Bauer, and we're going to have a new pitcher. Hank Bauer motioning to the second base umpire, Bill Kinnaman. He wants a right-hander. Dave McNally went 8 2/3 innings. Gave up 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 3, and has been charged with 2 runs thus far. It's all tied up here in the last of the ninth inning. With 2 out, Lynn at first base, Kubek at second. And it looks like Sue Miller coming in from the Oriole bullpen. And as Miller takes the long walk in from the bullpen in left center, let's pause right now for station identification.
Attention, please. You are listening to Yankee Baseball on WOKO, Albany, New York. Thank you.
Dave McNally, John Orsino, Hank Bauer on the mound. And McNally, who was one out away from his first victory against the Yankees, is out of the ballgame. He can't win it, but he can lose it. Stu Miller coming on. Miller, who's been accused of having 3 speeds, slow, slower, and slower than that, is coming on in relief here in the bottom of the ninth with 2 down, the Yankees with runners at first and second. Bob Schmidt is the batter. Arturo Lopez has come out in the on-deck circle, and it looks like he's going to bat for Bob Schmidt. So Johnny Keene going to his bench. Veteran pitcher. Started out with the Cardinals, then was a fine relief pitcher with the Giants, then came on to the Orioles a few years ago. Arturo Lopez will be the batter. He's replacing Bob Schmidt, so Johnny Keene playing the percentage. Wants a left-hand batter against the softball tosses. Of Stu Miller. Now we've got one of these unusual switches. Hank Bauer is sending Jackie Brandt from left to right field because he's got the good arm. And Russ Snyder goes from right field to left. First, Hank playing the percentage. Again, trying to get that good arm, and Brandt got it. He can cut you down. He got fresh on a great throw yesterday. So Brandt moves to right, Snyder to left, Arturo Lopez on, batting for Bob Schmidt. Stu Miller pitching for the Orioles. Kubek at second base, Lynn's at first. 2-2 tie. First pitch to Lopez is low, and it's ball one.
Miller is the kind of a guy that can be tough for a fella if he hasn't seen him before. All right, Miller, bets again. The pitch to Lopez. Swings and misses on the changeup. Strike one. 1-1. Lou Miller making his fifth appearance of the year. He's 1-2 on the season. Last year, he was 7-7, which is the record of both these ball clubs as they came into this game. They're at 500, 7 wins, 7 losses. The 1-1 pitch to Lopez. Ground ball. Adair, up with it. Got to go to the pitcher. Makes the play in time for the fourth to first, and we go into extra innings. For the Yankees, in the bottom of the ninth inning, one run on two hits. No Oriole error, two men left, and after nine full innings of play, it's the Orioles 2 and the Yankees 2. So, I'll give you a quick recap of this ball game for those of you who may have just tuned in. In the second inning, Norm Seaborn singled with one out, then Kurt Bleffrey shot one over the Yankee bullpen in right field to make it 2-0. The Yankees came back with a run in the sixth inning when Tommy Tresh tripled with one out and scored on the infield out by Bobby Richardson. And then here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Pepitone opened with a double to right. Mantle fly to right field, sending Pepitone to third. Lopez struck out, Hector Lopez. And then Tony Kubek with two outs in the ball game in the balance, doubled to left center to drive in Pepitone, and we go into extra innings. And coming on to do the hitting for the Orioles here is the cleanup batter, Brooks Robinson, and coming on to carry you down the line is the old redhead once more, Red Barber.
Right, Jerry. Well, there's not a thing the matter with baseball that a game that's played the way this has been played can't take care of. This is a hunting. Here's the announcement on Blanchard coming on to catch here in the 10th inning. Jerry told you. Starting catch is 50 away from pinch hitter Arturo Lopez, who rolled out. And here we go in a tough one, 2-2. Mike Alley came within one pitch of getting his first win over the Yankees. He threw back short to it. He didn't get the win. This tying run got Stoudemire off the hook. He's now no longer running for the decision. And it's up to the two relief men. Rennett, we're set to go. Pitching to Brooks Robinson, Ernie Kent. And Stu Miller will replace Mike Nally. Robinson, a right-hand hitter. First pitch is high inside from Rennett. Ball one. Brooks has gone 0-3. Just the first of a doubleheader. He's moved now into inning 10. All tied, 2-2. Big right-handed delivers as the ball hit right to the middle third base hit. So Robinson is on. A single into center field. This starts Madison inning 10. For the Yankees, we're going with the same infield. All through the first ball game. Pepitone at first. Richardson second. Kubek, who knocked in the tying run, is at short. Tony hasn't so many hits this year, but they've been very timely. Third baseman is Lynn. Madeline left field. Brilliant catch to his credit. Center fielder is fresh. Right fielder, Hector Lopez. Here's Norm Stephen, left hand hitting first baseman. And the pitch is high off the mitt back to the stands, and there's Robinson going down to second. He's around second and then holds on. Seaborn was set to bunt. They played it for the bunt, which meant that Lins was charging. Then the ball was high and got off Blanchard's mitt, and he is charged with a pass ball. So now, unless Bauer wants the man moved over to third base, he doesn't have to worry about the bunt. He's got his big hitters. He's got some of his big hitters. Stephen swings a ground foul outside first. Strike one. 1-1. Pass ball has moved Robinson the tie-breaking run down to second base. Ball game hanging 2-2. The defense well around toward right. They play Norm to pull. Relief right-hander. Now Rennie. At the belt. Pitches. Stephen swings and has a high fly ball into fairly short center field. There is Tresh digging in. Kubek goes out, and Kubek makes the catch. They almost run together. Kubek almost dropped the ball. Tresh hit the ground to keep from sliding into the shortstop, who wouldn't give up. Kubek kept right on, and then just as Tresh hit the ground, Kubek almost flinched. You can understand it. Pulled his hand back about a half an inch. The ball hit the pocket of his glove, bounced once, and he snugged it. Robinson staying in second base. A It's always a tough play, a borderline play between the infield and the outfielder. Okay, now is Russ Snyder, who went in as a defensive move in the ninth inning. They're going to walk him deliberately. He had a little bit of a left-handed hitter in this spot. He pitched to Arsino, a right-handed batter, who has hit a line drive to short and grounded into two double plays. There's ball two. A delivered base on ball coming up to Snyder. And ball three. And ball four. So Snyder moves to first base. Robinson holds to second. 2-2 ball game, one out. Top of the tenth. Kubek jumped up and caught Arsino's line drive in the second. It was a soft liner. And then John hit into double plays in the fifth and eighth. Ball zinging salmon, but played up by Larry Knapp. Leaves it in play. Knapp at the plate, Drummond at first, Kinnaman at second, Stevens at third. Greenwich is ball game to win or lose. Arsino, the catcher. Outfield foot left, right hand hitter. Curve is low, ball one. Infield is back. Double play back. The position of the infield tells us that the Yankees are playing for it. Then he looks at second pitches, and Arsino hits the line drive off the third base and in the left field. Robinson being waved around third. He's coming on to four. Matt will hold the ball in, lobs it into third, and the Orioles break the time attempt. 3-2. Arsino hit a line drive, Lynn went up, and just did. Picks the ball, and it's caromed out of his glove and into left field. It would have been a brilliant play had Lynn been able to pull it off. As it was, Arsino gets a base hit into left, refuses to hit into the double play, which he almost did, and it is now a 3-2 ball game, Baltimore. It was Baltimore 2-0, 2-1, 2-2. Now it is Baltimore 3-2. Base hit for Arsino into left. There is second baseman Jerry Adair. Sticks a curve low inside. This is the fellow who is adding to the record for second baseman at each play that he makes. Snyder's the runner at second base. Robinson is in the dugout for that third run. Bennett checks the lead runner, pitches, curve inside, and it is ball two. 2-0. Adair, 1-for-3, single to right, last time up. Greenwich is now a run behind, and it is his run. He's responsible for it. Until steps to left. Right hand batter crouches. Takes the curve in for the strike. 2-1. One man out. Inning 10, game 1. Arsino has just knocked the tie breaking run home. Leading off first. Capitone is back deep. Runner at second. 1-2, good pitch. There's a line drive in the left field. And here is Snyder coming over to third base. They bring him on in. Here comes the runner. Here comes the... Wait, the run is in. And they have Arsino out at third base. And this was... I hate to say it, but this was a flagrant taking advantage of Mattel in left field on his throw. Billy Hunter had the runner at third base, and Mattel had the ball and brought him in. The throw was cut off by Lynn. They couldn't stop the run as the Orioles go ahead 4-2. But as Lynn cut the ball off, Arsino was hung up between second and third, and Lynn nailed it. Throw was over to Kubek, who covered. So we have Adair at first base, who drove in the fourth run. It's now 4-2 Baltimore. Here in the tenth, second time today in this opener, the Orioles lead 4-2. And the hitter is the relief pitcher, Stu Miller, and it's his ball game to win. If he can hold any part of this advantage. Right-hand batter takes inside ball one. A single to left for Adair. Gives him a run batted in. All runs in this game are earned. 1-0 pitch, inside ball two. Arsino is out. The left fielder, third baseman, the shortstop. Snyder scores. Greenwich now not working as rapidly. Behind 2-0. Pitches. Low outside ball three. 3 balls, no strike. Miller takes a look down to third. Billy Hunter just waves his 2 runs in.
pitch is all up for the strike. 3-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Up to is not deep, straight away. Miller looking down toward third to see if they want him to take another one. Rennie delivers over for a strike, and the take was on. Now it's full count 3-2, and he doesn't have to look. 3 balls, 2 strikes. There at first. Pitch is swung on, hit slowly back to the middle. That's two back up over the short. Goes to first base in time for the out of Miller. Third out, top of the tenth. But before that happened, the Orioles, who came into the tenth tied 2-2, came up with 2 runs, 3 hits. Score and it's 9.5. First game, Baltimore 4, New York 2.
If you've got a minute, I've got a picture to paint. You're home from a long day's work. You've earned yourself a beer. And you get a light idea. You step over to the old refrigerator, swing open the door, and swing out a cold Valentine beer. Flip off the cap, get a glass, and that frosty cold Valentine comes pouring on. And that's beer. Valentine is crisp and clean. Valentine's light and lively. Valentine's easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Now, how's that sound? Good? Well, great. Get yourself some Valentine. Give yourself a smile. You've earned it.
We're going into the last of the 10th inning. First of a doubleheader. Baltimore leading 4-2, just coming up with 2. Well, how big they are, we'll soon find out. Johnny Key makes his first move, last of the inning. He sends up Duke Carmel, Bronx boy, who's looking for his first hit in the Bronx, as a member of the Yankees, to bat for relief pitcher Rennie. Relief pitcher Miller, slight veteran right-hander. In baseball, they have an expression for this type of pitcher. They call him a junk man. Jerry put it in a different way. He pitches slower than that. Carmel, big strapping left-handed batter. Then after him will be Fresh and Richardson. The Yankees need 2 to stay alive. That's the situation right now. Last of the 10th, first game. Right-handed Miller delivers low inside ball 1. Miller gives you lots of pumping moves. One thing he gives you that is very upsetting to the hitter is the motion of his forward foot, his left foot. He does things with it. Kicks it. There's a knuckleball swung on in left, strike 1. Miller winds around out there with his arms and then kicks that foot, twists it, moves it. In other words, he doesn't present a set target. Delivers and strike 2, swinging, and ball is dancing again. One and 2. Last of the 10th. It'll be Dowling and Roberts, pitchers in the second game. 1-2 pitch is quickly swinging, and he's blown up on the slower. So that sends the Duke away. One down, last of the 10th. And here is Tresh. Hit a big triple in the 6th inning. The bottom of the cast for the Yankees' first score. That made it 2-1. Then the Yankees in the last of the night with 2 outs got in the tying run. Orioles came up with 2 themselves just now. Very fresh batting left-handed. Swing fouls it off. And Miller gave him what I'd say is a change of pace, his fastball. I'm not joking. Our engineer Joe Cooper and our colleague Mr. Coleman are smirking, but I mean it. When a fellow pitches the way he pitches, the fastball is his change. He works. And it is strike 2. He gave him that junk stuff that was jumping on the outside. These hitters tell me that it makes them doubly enraged when they're up there, because here it is coming up there so slow you can catch it in your bare hand. And you can't wait to swing at it. The 2-strike pitch just outside, ball 1.
One ball, two strikes. Miller works. There's a line drive, too short. He hit another ball, and you could see it still nothing as he went to Aparicio. Two out. So, a few moments ago, the Yankees had rallied to tie, and now they're down to their last out, and they are behind two runs. Bobby Richardson is 0 for 4. Has been robbed of base hits his last two trips, but did bat in a run. Miller works right through there for a strike. Hank Bauer contends that even though his bullpen men have some age on them, if he will stop them properly, they can do the job. But Miller's had plenty of rest. He works. There's a ground ball to third. Brooks Robinson up with it. To throw. It's over. Ball game is over. Miller sets the side down in order. Brooks Robinson, Oliver, to Norm Stevens for the last out. And the first game is won in 10 innings by the Orioles, 4-2.